yesterday, we were supposed to meet at 2 o'clock to go over to Camp of the Woods, and we were going to have dinner with Norm Sanju of the Dallas Mavericks, and Sven Nader, who is still a very, very effective player, was going to play in their big demonstration game last night. So we met here at 2 o'clock, and so you understand the story. I wasn't sure how we were going to get there, but they told me that Ray Slagle had a station wagon that somebody had loaned him. We'd ride over in that. So we got in the station wagon, we headed over toward Camp of the Woods, which is about 50 miles, and we got just outside of Speculator, and Jim Huckabee, who was driving the car, said, you know, we need to stop and get some fuel. This is a diesel, and if we wait till after the service tonight, we may not be able to find any. So I dropped them off at Camp of the Woods, and David, my son, and Sven Nader's little girl, Valerie, and I went to a town about 18 miles away called Wells. And we went there to get some diesel fuel. We finally got there. We pulled in. I put $20 worth of diesel fuel in the car. We were going to go down and get David a hamburger because he's starving to death at camp. And we got about a block out of that gas station, and that car started going bonkers. I mean, it was blowing smoke. It was choking and spitting and sputtering. And finally, it stopped right in front of the post office in Wells. Now, if you've ever been in a small town, the post office is where everybody goes. It's the center of activity. So here we are in front of that post office. We got the hood up on the car, and I'm trying to figure it out. I have no mechanical knowledge at all. And the only thing I know is I can't get it started. So finally, I walk down to Hunt's mobile station, and they come down with their truck and their generator. And I'm sitting in there and behind the wheel. And he opens the hood. He's going to attach the battery, and then he comes around this guy. And you got to know, this is the typical small town mechanic. His name was Elmer. Right. He comes around there, and I'm sitting there. He said, "Son," he said, "what kind of fuel did you say you put in this here car?" I said, "I put diesel fuel in." He said, "I don't know how to tell you this, but," he said, "diesels ain't got no spark plugs." He said, "This ain't no diesel. This is a gasoline engine." I said, "Now, wait a minute. On the hood ornament, it says diesel. On the back of the door, in huge letters, it says diesels." I said, "Look right in here where the speedometer is. It says, use diesel fuel only." He said, "I don't care what it says. This ain't no diesel. This is a gasoline engine." And I got out and I went and looked, and sure enough, it was gasoline. The guy who loaned the car to Ray Slagle told him it was gasoline engine. He put gasoline in and drove across the country. But he forgot to tell Jim Huckabee that they had converted it from a diesel to a gasoline engine. And so written all over this thing is diesel, and we put diesel fuel in it. And I'm telling you, my son and I stood there while everybody in that town came by, and they looked in the hood, and then they said, "Golly, can you believe what these guys did? These guys put diesel fuel in this here engine," they said.